This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in places that could expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free, no last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Let's go live.
We'll do it live.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Jacobs plowing the middle to the end zone. Touchdown.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Josh Jacobs brings a dynamic. What does he bring in your mind, Jordan Love?
His mindset, the way he runs the ball. He's a guy who wants the ball in his hands every play. He's not going to let anybody bring him down.
Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, Boise State head coach Spencer Danielson, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have us. And that list is going to expand on the first Monday of 2025 when we join the Infinity Sports Network, courtesy of our friends at Odyssey and Westwood One. That'll be fun when we get to do that. Phone lines, we imagine, will light. And Adam, our call screener, will have to wake up.
Ah!
What? Is this thing on?
What's Adam's at?
What is his Madden rating?
Yes.
I don't know. Better be 99.
Oh, man.
Better be 99.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
That's part of the NFL world right now.
Attaboy, Mike.
That's all I'm saying. That's coming up for us later on in 2025. But it's not about us here, okay? I mean, we're a team game. Chris Mannix is going to join us, even though he has an I in his first and last name. He's a team player. He's in hour number three. Just had a first conversation with Mike Florio in the first hour. But joining us now on his bye week, getting ready to find out who he's playing in the college football playoffs, is the head coach of Boise State football, Spencer Danielson. Good to see you, Coach. How are you?
Rich, good to see you, man. I've been looking forward to getting on with you guys.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
I wore blue just for you. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. You're bleeding blue, which is mandatory for me to get on. If you had red, I'd have to get off.
Nah, listen, I'm a Michigan Wolverine. Red is not in my my fashion, sir. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
So you and I are kind of we're kind of like that. How did you get to Boise State, Spencer?
Well, it's kind of a crazy story. I mean, I went to Azusa Pacific, which no one's really ever heard of, which is a phenomenal school. We call it the Harvard of the West. And
yes, I like that. I like it.
The Division II school in L.A. and played football there. Wanted to get into business, was getting my MBA and thought I was going to go get into business, but was just so impacted by the coaches I had there that I just fell in love with coaching. And so the second I got done playing in December of 2012, I asked the coaches if I can coach. And they said, yeah, we'll give you a Little Caesars pizza and a couple $100. And I said, let's go to work. And had a blast riding around my little Honda Civic around Southern California trying to find some recruits, you know. But just fell in love with the impact that you have. And I tell people, it wasn't because I loved football that I got into coaching. I was so impacted by the coaches I was around that I wanted to do the same for others. And so fell in love with the game and started coaching there and had some connections to Boise State through recruiting and came out and coached a summer camp. I think it was 2015 was the first time I ever been to Boise, Idaho in my life. You know, no one in my family's a coach or in the profession at all. And was just so, you know, amazed by this place. Came to the blue, coached a summer camp. No one even had a clue who I was nor needed to. And then was able to get a shot at a graduate assistant job in 2017. And I remember talking to my wife, and we just got married the year before. And I said, sweetie, I think God, you know, wants us to move to Boise, Idaho. And she started crying, and they were not happy tears. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you taking me? You know, like, is there a Walmart there? Like, what do we got going on here? And Moved out here and just fell in love with this place, this community, really feel like God's called us here. And so came here in 2017, and it's been an absolute blessing, you know, moving out here and not knowing that in 2018, the NCAA was going to come out with the 10 assistants. At that time, there were only 9 full-time. In 2018, there was going to be 10. And at the end of the 2017 season, Brian Harsin, you know, promoted me to full-time. And, you know, it was an amazing moment that I'm so thankful for. And from there, I've been here ever since. A lot of, you know, coach a lot of different positions, a lot of different jobs here, but just been so blessed to be around these players and kids. And this has become home.
I have some follow-up questions from that answer, Coach Danielson. First up, toppings on that Little Caesar or just cheese? What do we
just
got?
Just cheese. Okay. I mean, it's Division II budget, guys. Let's not overdo it. You know?
If you said pineapple, we'd have to end the conversation. I'm sorry. I'm a New Yorker. That's just that's no good. Okay. All right. And secondly, who are the coaches that influenced you? Let's drop some names, even if we haven't heard of them.
Yeah, the biggest influence on my life now and for the past really year and change is Chris Peterson. I mean, he is a huge mentor to me. We talk weekly, and it's not, you know, just all leadership. No, it's specifics. It's messaging to schedule to, you know, things that frustrate me that I got to do a better job with as I learn and grow. So Chris Peterson would definitely be, you know, the biggest impact on my life currently. And I've got a bunch of different mentors that I picked their brain a lot. I was able to go out and see Dabo Swinney in the offseason, and he was an absolute 10 out of 10. Brian Harsin's still a mentor to me. Even my coaches that I you know, were in Azusa Pacific with, Victor Santa Cruz, the head coach, huge impact on my life. Alan Beatty, Brian Wilmer. I'm the guy that's constantly calling people to figure out a better way to do it because I'm not that smart. I'm not that cool. I want to make sure I continue to impact the players we're around, and I'm a product of having a lot of really good people in my life.
You know, and it's amazing, Coach. What is going up there in Boise State? And you know, it's an East Coast driven media in our sports world. College football, though, it's a Southeast driven media in the college football world, and you know, up there. In Idaho, people don't even know what's going on with your program until they see a highlight, and they go, "Oh, there's the blue turf." You know what I mean? Like that. That these are facts, you know. And Chris Peterson, who you mentioned, was setting the standard from 2006 on in that school, and I'm not surprised that he's calling you to make sure that everything's in good hands. And clearly, it is. What do you say to people that say Boise State did not deserve a bye week in these playoffs? Because you're Boise State, you don't see it play a lot until they see maybe an Ashton Genty highlighter or 19. You know, what do you? How do you respond to that, Coach?
Yeah, good question, Rich. I mean, Boise State. I mean, this place is built on a group of people that have been counted out, and that's what I tell our team. Like, no different going into this season. There were high expectations. There always are at Boise State, and you love that. You thrive on that. I mean, one of the winningest teams in the country since the turn of the century. I mean, that's. This place is built on the backs of years and years of football success and excellence. And so even going into the season, a lot of expectations and counted out in a lot of games we even played in. And so we've been in playoff football since this season started. We knew, you know, losing a game, especially losing two, like me and you aren't even having this conversation if that happened. And so we've been that's what you love. You thrive on that as a competitor. And with the expanded college football playoff, everybody has an opportunity. Everybody has a chance to compete for a national championship. It's on you to go do it. It's on you to earn the right to do it. And our team's done that. Our one loss is to Oregon, and we lost that game. We learned a lot from that game, and we grew from it. And every week after, win, find a way, compete. Next game's the most important game of the season. You hear that every week. Find a way to win. And we've got a really good team. And I believe in our team, and we did everything to earn the right to get the first round bye, and I'm proud of our team doing that. And now we got to work our tails off to earn the right to win the Fiesta Bowl and keep playing. It's a new season now. It's playoff football. When that ball gets put down in Arizona on the 31st, there's 8 teams left playing, and we're excited to earn the right to keep playing. No different than whoever we play is going to work their tails off to earn the right to beat us. So I'm proud of our team. They've earned the right to get a first-round bye, and I'm excited for us to continue to grow.
Tell me something I don't know about Ashton Jeanty. Not that you know what I know about him, but I think you can kind of gather what the extent of what I know about him. What do you know about him I should know?
Yeah, Rich. I mean, first and foremost, he's an elite human being. Everybody watch the highlights, watch who's the football player. He is the best football player in the country. End of story. But he's an elite person. I mean, a unanimous captain, loves his teammates. I mean, this is the guy, Rich, that we're in fall camp, and I've used this story a lot, but I think it encapsulates Ashton, where, you know, we're doing a night walkthrough in fall camp, and I can tell that he's frustrated. And at the end of the walkthrough, he's like, Coach, can you set a players-only meeting tomorrow? Because the urgency tonight just wasn't it. I mean, this is a 45-minute walkthrough at night, and Ashton Jeanty, who loves his team, has a huge impact on everybody's around. All he was thinking about was not himself, it was about the team. And that's who he is. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. I mean, he's getting 35 carries in a game. And then on Tuesday practice, he is working his tail off in practice like it's fall camp. I mean, that's who he is. He's got a smile that'll light up a room. He's one of the most humble young men I've ever been around. He deserves all the credit and some. But I don't know what you know about him, Rich, but I want to make sure you know that he's a phenomenal young man. He's a generational talent on and off the football field.
What happened next after he said, can you set that meeting? What happened after that?
So the next day we set a players-only meeting, and for an hour, no coaches in there. Ashton Jeanty went in there and handled business. And I had tons of phone calls from our, you know, good players after and said, Coach, that's exactly what our team needed. Like, Ashton hit it on the head and said, hey, these are some things we can't miss. We can't take anything for granted, even a walkthrough, and broke them up into positions, had guys talk through things. I mean, he ran the whole thing. And that's just one moment of a guy that cares about his team, loves his team, to be able to step out and call guys out and say, hey, guys, this is what it is. Like, I'm not here just to be friends. I'm here to impact your life and challenge you to grow. And it had a huge impact on our team.
I bet it did. What's it like watching him run?
Man, it's amazing. And seeing him, and I'm privy to it in practice, too. And so Ashton Jeanty is an early enrollee. He's 17 years old. I'm the defensive coordinator. I'll never forget this. We're in spring ball. It's scrimmage number one. And here's this talented running back. I mean, he came out of high school looking like who he is now, like he's a tank. And so we knew right away that he was going to be something special. But on the defensive coordinator, it's our starting defense versus a 17-year-old. It's fourth and one in a live scrimmage, and he takes a fourth and one handoff. We know he's going to run the ball. He knows he's going to run the ball, and he takes that fourth and one handoff 75 yards to the crib. I was pissed in the moment, but then after, I'm like, guys, I think we all can agree that Ashton Jeanty is going to be special. And there's been countless runs he's had this season where all 11 defenders have a legit opportunity to tackle him and they don't. He puts defenders in conflict every time he touches the ball because they don't know how to defend him. Do I stop my feet and brace for the freight train coming at me? If I do, he can run around me. And he's got the top end to take the distance. If I don't stop my feet, he's going to go through me like a fly on the windshield. So he puts people in conflict at all times.
Spencer Danielson, a few minutes left with the Boise State head football coach right here. Coach of the year of the 2024 Mountain West right on the Rich Eisen Show. So I imagine this is going to be the first time that you're going to be watching a game not knowing who you're playing next, but knowing it's either one of the two teams you're seeing. Like, that, this is a rare tournament, I imagine, right? Like, have you ever had that experience? Like, I'm going to watch a game, and whoever wins, I'm playing next. Has that ever
never
happened?
Have. Right. No, never have. And that's right. Where even calling a lot of different head coaches that have played in, you know, the New Year's Six Bowls prior, none of them had to go through kind of what we're going through, which not knowing your opponent. And so it is a new landscape. I mean, Saturday our guys are going to watch it from home because it's a day off for us. I want our guys to get time with their families and get our players away, but it's a new landscape for us, and we're excited. I mean, so we essentially created two game plans, you know, a game plan for Penn State, a game plan for SMU, and we've, you know, really split practice down the middle. Some of it's for Penn State the first part of the week, and the second part of the week's SMU. So we're going to be ready either way, but it's definitely a new landscape.
And where are you watching it?
Going to watch it from home. I got a 3.5-year-old and a 2.5-year-old.
Oh my God.
And we got one on the way in March, and we have two girls. We're going to find out what the gender is at birth, because my wife said, without question, this is the last one. And so I said, well, you know, might as well wait, you know, why not? Even though we all know that it's probably going to be a girl and I'll be fired up, but it's, so I'm going to be at home with the family, spending some time with them, because, you know, it's going to be a long road to finish this thing out. I am giving our players, we're flying our players home for Christmas Eve and Christmas, because they need that. I believe in less is more. And when we do want our players here, I want them to be on the attack. But I want our coaches and players to enjoy Christmas with their families. And then when they get back, it's time to go to work.
3.5 and 2.5? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Boys,
yep.
Girls?
Actually,
what are they?
I should say almost both girls. So okay. Eleanor, I say 3.5. She's almost 4.
Right.
And then we have a 2.5-year-old that's Rosalie.
Okay.
And then, like I said, we've got one on the way in March. And we have a girl dog named June. So I'm locked in.
You are locked in. And again, you're a coach, so you have to have a game plan. What's the game plan? Blues Clues? What do we got? Because, I mean, you got to watch this game, man. I mean, you can't – I mean, obviously, parenting is job number one. But this one, man, you got to – like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I'm going to be – no, that's a great question,
Thank
Rich.
Thank you. I only ask those, Coach. I can help.
The way to keep them off balance is, as I'm watching, they're going to find a way to probably dress me up in some form or fashion. So – it might be, you know, putting some fake nails on. All in.
Attaboy. No, you have to be. You got to do this. So are you saying you could find out it's either SMU or Penn State, and you are dressed like Elsa from Frozen? Right. Is that really what can happen at home right
games,
now?
Yeah, by the time the game's over, I'll probably have multiple barrettes in my hair. I'll have a small dress on one arm, a small dress on the other, and my nails will be painted, and I'll be fired up whenever we play. Let's go.
That's a great line. Chris, you got to say it. That was you. Just got to make
it. Cold doesn't bother you anyway, Coach.
That's
you know
right.
I mean?
So that's it. Yeah.
Let's go.
You know?
Correct.
Let the storm winds blow, man.
That's right.
He likes warm
hugs. Let it go, boys. Let's go.
That's right.
Let it go, man. Just let it go.
And on that front, you know, Fiesta Bowl has a rich history at your school, as we all know. The Boise State's won 3 of them. So it's kind of fitting that of all the bowl games that you're playing in as a bye week in the first 12-team tournament, it's this one. Is there somebody that will propose after the win, like the first one on your team? Are we setting this thing up, Coach? Not to put any pressure on any of your players, but that put Boise State pretty much on the national map when Chris Peterson went to the Fiesta Bowl, beat Oklahoma. Ian Johnson gets to a knee. I mean, what do you think, Coach? What do we got here?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a couple guys that are close, and I had one-on-one meetings with them this week. I said, what can I expect? Because I want to make sure, you know, we all know what's going on. I said, I want to make sure your significant others are ready for whatever comes too. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's going to happen. But
okay.
I mean, I've seen crazier stuff happen. I can promise you that. So we got a couple guys that are close. We'll see if they they're planning it without me knowing. I was blessed to be able to marry one of our D linemen, Braxton Feely, this past summer.
Okay,
and now going to the Fiesta Bowl a little bit, it's like, man, should we have just waited, Brox? We could have done it after the game. Could have kind of killed two birds here. But no, I'm excited for our guys. And even to that point, Rich, I mean, guys ask me, like, what jersey combinations are you going to wear? I'm like, well, they wore the exact same jersey combination in all 3. So I think I'll be fired if I say we're not going to wear that same jersey combination. Yeah. So we're going to roll with the blue, or blue, white, orange, and we'll hit the ground running.
Well, I look forward to seeing you play, Coach, and it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you for the first time. Hopefully it's the first of many. Congrats on everything that's happened with you personally, professionally. I'm sure your wife isn't crying about living in Idaho now. You know, it's a beautiful state. My wife and I, we bring our kids up there to vacation quite frequently, and it's
well, come on by, Rich.
Okay.
Come on by.
I will absolutely do that. Trust me, when invited, I ring the doorbell. So be careful. That's all I'm saying. We'll watch Frozen together. We'll do that.
Let's go. Okay. We'll get your nails painted, man. We'll get you down there.
That is not my first rodeo in that regard, sir. Thanks for the time. Good luck to you.
Rich, I appreciate you a ton. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Right, back at you. That's awesome. Same to you. That's Spencer Danielson of Boise State Football right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Remember, I reached out to you yesterday, Chris. I'm like, I'm wondering how many coaches, let alone Boise State's, have ever been in a situation where I'm going to watch a game and I know I'm playing one of these two, but I won't know to the end who I'm playing.
Yeah, unless they coached on the FCS level or any of the lower Division II, Division III colleges that have tournaments before, then that's kind of the only scenario in which they would have, you know, been in this position.
He's not wrong when he says that Ashton Gentry gives everyone a shot and then nobody has a shot. And a lot of his runs. And then there's, you know, there's a few of them where he just gets through the line and
he gone.
See ya. Yep. You see him with a star on the side of his helmet next year, right, TJ? Oh, is that what you see?
TJ.
Is that what you see when you see? You're not looking at the blue turf.
I'm trying to
You're not looking at any final scores. You're just looking at this kid.
I'm not looking ahead. We still have games to play this year.
Now you heard. It sounds like he's like Bijan in terms of human beings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sounds.
I love it. Love stuff like that. Ones to root for.
Yeah.
You imagine if it's SMU versus Boise State for the right to be in a Final Four. No offense. I know you want Penn State. I only say that because, you know,
you hate me. That's
Penn State is a blue blood. You know?
True.
Man, they got a home game. Penn State's a big favorite in this game, by the
against
way.
SMU?
Yeah. Ooh. A lot of snow in Happy Valley this week. It's going to be cold.
It is going to be bitter.
That was fun. What a fun chat that was.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Girl dad.
I'm glad you didn't bring any of that up.
Best field. I like
to what you, to ask them to rank them or something.
Papa. Dude, you always imitate Taylor like she's in Peter Pan.
Oliver Twist.
Papa.
Football.
I'm done with DJ.
Game time picks on the Game Time app is a new feature, relatively new. We've been talking about it for a couple months now. Makes it easier to save on more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and the all-in pricing feature is my favorite because you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees to check out. If any of the games this weekend intrigue you, and there's a lot to be intrigued by, go to Game Time. And Game Time will fix you up in the right way with the tickets you're looking for and the prices that have no surprise fees at checkout. It's awesome. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and let us set you up with our code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code RICH. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
What's the oldest Olaf fan you've ever come across?
Oh, man, I've come across people in their 90s who are Olaf
exactly.
fans.
Yeah. No, like have all the stuffed animals, have all the... Have
oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. Olaf connects multi-generationally. I mean, there are people who are in their 80s and 90s who, like, have Olaf paraphernalia, who let me know how important that character is to them. And I think the reason that so many people connect to that little guy is there's a sense of, like, childlike wonderment that I think a lot of us forget that we have even when we're older, and it reminds us of the purity of looking at the world with our glasses half full. Optimism that Olaf brings to the table.
How many Olaf items do you have in your house? What's the grand
total? I have
the
full-size one.
Okay.
Then every miniature. I have, like, the full-size one, and then I have multiple. I got a mug. I'm thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
probably 6.
I'm going to have to sign something for you.
Yeah, no, totally.
There you go. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot before I go. Can you, how would Olaf term the drafting of Tua Tagovailoa to the Dolphins? Can you tell me what Tua thought about that draft or beating the Patriots and knocking them out of the bye week position? Do you got something for me on that front, Josh Gad?
I love everybody equally, and I would tell you that it never gives me joy to see any team down on its luck, except if that team is the New England Patriots, who've had it coming for a long time. So bye-bye. Have fun in the gutter.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was fantastic.
I forgot about that one. That makes me laugh. Oh. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. That was fun. Were you watching Notre Dame, Indiana? Because you're not on tomorrow's program, right?
No, I'm
Where are you watching that, Mikey?
I will be in an audio booth mixing a game.
Which game?
Tomorrow is St. John's at Providence.
Okay. Playing a round ball rock for you?
Yeah.
Going to break?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a good game last night. UConn's back. Mm-hmm. UConn is coming back. They're actually playing well after the Maui debacle.
My alma mater's basketball
and
program
you are
is
really
playing
good.
Well, and we've lost 3 games by a combined total of 5 points, including last night. Did you see how
you guys are
Oklahoma
great.
Stuck it to my alma mater last night? Did you see that one?
No, I stopped watching college.
Michigan up by
really?
He doesn't watch.
Are you out?
It's not a good product. I don't enjoy it.
Syracuse or just college basketball?
Just college basketball in general. I'm down for March Madness just because of the fun, the chaos, and the betting and stuff. But regular season college hoops does zero for me.
Yeah. Well,
Rich, they added the review where they say they explain
the review.
See, that's
the problem.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Just to complete the sentence, Michigan was up 3 with 11 seconds to go, and Oklahoma had a... grandmama moment, a 3-pointer and 1 to win it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That stinks.
At any rate, the college basketball is interminable to end a game. And this is part of the reason why maybe you're out, Chris. I don't know. It there's always that, you know, timeouts at the 4-minute mark, 8-minute mark. You know, every 4 minutes there's a timeout. And then they'll call a timeout, off the timeout, go to break, come back, and then the last 2 minutes of the game, there's always timeouts, fouls, timeouts. And then, hey, we're down by nine, but we're going to call timeout to make sure that everybody understands this is a teachable moment type stuff. Yeah. And now on top of all that, unlimited replays. Unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Billis was railing on this just last week. I forget which game I was watching. It was Michigan-Arkansas.
Is it challengeable or is it?
No, it's just they'll just do it.
They'll just do it.
They do it. Every single time. There was one time where Michigan, there was a ball that went off of a couple players, and it's one of those moments where they gave the ball to Michigan, and this was in Madison Square Garden, Michigan, Arkansas, and then they review it to see who it went off of because it's in the last 2 minutes, and it was the ball rolled off the Michigan player's hand. So technically, he was the last to touch it, so they reversed it and gave it to Arkansas. And Billis was pointing out, for the first 38 minutes of this game, that was off of Arkansas, it was Michigan's ball.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was also before a replay for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we're stopping play.
They do.
So he wants to have, you know, like the NBA, light it up. Light up the light. You get one. If you get it right, you get another.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think NBA should have a challenge, at least in the first half, too, because there are some big moments in the first half that you need to challenge to avoid a player getting a third foul.
Right.
And, you know, we'll talk about this with Mannix because ratings are down for the NBA for the first few months.
Yeah. Yeah, it got so bad. You know, Adam Silver had to address it the other night after the cup final that the Bucks won.
And what did he say?
You know, they're aware, obviously, of style of play. And
is it the style of play? Is that what it is? Too many threes? Is that what it is?
That's what they're trying to blame it on.
Dan's on it. Dan Patrick, our good friend. I agree with Dan. Dan says it's the load management stuff. The load management stuff is just nobody plays more than, what do you say, 3/4 of the season in the NBA. Invariably, some star is going to be out with some maintenance, some rest, something or other. I mean, again, I'll use LeBron as an example, although he's probably a bad example because the man's in his early 40s. But the guy missed two games, and it was his first two games of the season. He played Sunday night. They've been off all the way since, and he's questionable for tonight or tomorrow night's game. Or is it tonight's game? One of the two. Luka. Luka had a triple-double, 45, 11 and 13 or something on Sunday night. He's out tonight.
Yeah.
The stars don't play, and a lot of players don't play. And Dan is saying, basically, for the star players who don't play, or some players who don't play, you see 22-year-olds with an illness. You see 23-year-olds with a hamstring maintenance. And Dan's pointing out, like, if you don't care, why should I care?
Yeah, Charles Barkley recently said the season should start on Christmas. Like, it's just too long.
It's too long.
But, you know, owners and teams are never going to give games back. Of course.
What do you think it is?
It has to be.
I mean, you got a guy who is load managed on occasion, and then when he's not, he's unlucky where he gets his face broken.
Yeah, you kind of see why he gets load managed so much because of all the injuries. I think, you know, that has a big part to do with this. You know, at first, a few years ago, you were really on this about, like, LeBron missing games and how, you know, people go to the games, they see a player one time and he's not there. And a few years ago, I was like, oh, whatever, you're being crazy, it's not that big of a deal. But now, 3-4 years later, I'm seeing... Yeah, that is a big deal.
You should remove. You should just remove back to backs. Just remove them.
We've said that.
Remove
for years.
Them. Al Horford again. I don't know how many people, with all due respect, are going to the game to see Al Horford. He never plays two games in a row on back to back.
Well, they've been also 45.
Well, they've been doing that with Porzingis too. They've been
ever.
They just kind of alternate.
Now that's a guy that you want to see come to play. You know, that's somebody you're going to
see.
He's
also coming. He's coming back from a serious injury from a year ago, and so. You want to be careful with that.
But there's always going to be guys coming back from serious injuries. And if you have a league where those people are going to be rested, that's a problem. I truly believe. And again, through our fantasy league, you're seeing any fantasy. Because again, you want to talk about popularity. Do you know how many people are going to be watching tonight's Broncos Los Angeles Chargers game because of fantasy football?
Fantasy playoffs.
Yeah.
No, it starts tonight. It starts tonight for a lot of people.
Or it's your semifinal week.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so this is huge. And in terms of fantasy basketball, you're constantly looking at your roster, questionable, doubtful, out. And you're like, okay, how fun is this? That's just on the fantasy level. And that's the casual fan that you're looking for.
Yeah.
There's the gambling aspect of it too, obviously. And
sure.
You know, obviously the NBA is
early adopters.
Correct.
To be in, you know, partnered with these gambling companies.
I don't know what the answer is, but more stars playing more games.
Yeah.
That's it.
One of the issues too I've seen people say is that, you know, there's not a lot of relatable or marketable young stars.
Is that right? Yeah.
Which I just don't buy that.
Anthony Edwards is a delight, huh?
And Wemby, there's those two right there.
Did you see Wemby give his jersey to a kid the other day?
Yeah, walking off the court.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But
really?
But the Knicks have young, good, marketable players.
Well, here's the
Celtics
thing,
too.
It's not just that,
Donovan
too.
Donovan Mitchell. There are guys out there. The Orlando has some.
I mean, look, we've proven Karl Anthony Towns is one of the best personalities in sports. That guy should be marketed
absolutely.
A lot.
Now, again, we're talking about Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's who we're talking about. Everybody knows who these guys are. They've seen him play. They saw him in the Heisman Trophy.
Ashton Gentry.
The NBA's first overall draft pick could be a G Leaguer you've never seen.
It's true.
Right? Or it could be somebody that's playing in Serbia right now that you've never seen.
Most likely.
Or some foreign player that you're hoping is the next Luka, next Wemby, right? I mean, that's another thing, too. The NFL has somebody that you have seen and is the biggest man on campus that you have seen for three straight years worth of Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA is just like, congratulations, fans who are dying to see your team get better. Here's somebody that you need to go YouTube their Estonia highlights. You know what I mean? And that's not.
And that's why I've been out on college basketball. Either. I have no relationship to these guys because of one and dones. And I'm just not invested like I used to be. It's too bad.
No, but that has something to do with Syracuse, too. You have to admit that. If Syracuse was, like, top five, if Syracuse had looked like Tennessee right now, you'd be interested.
I don't know.
I'm fully admitting.
Michigan,
the last several years, as you know, it's been a difficult stretch in basketball. Watching Dusty May's crew, I'm in. It's fun to watch. I have been watching more Michigan basketball this year than the last 3 years
combined.
But
it's also a reason why NBA ratings are down. There's just more content all over the place, and you know you have to make decisions on what you're going to spend your time watching. 2 hours a night when you have kids and you only have, you know, maybe a few hours in the evening to watch stuff. Maybe I don't want to watch December college basketball.
It's fun.
Well, you don't have the kids, Mike.
It's true. Plus, I'm working it. I'm there.
There you go. He's working it.
But it's you're like, right. I get what Brockman's saying.
It's not like he's,
the players move around a lot in the college.
Mike's the guy who loves roller coasters but can't go on one because he works at the amusement park.
I'm scared.
You know what I mean? Like, he's that guy right now.
I'm petrified of roller coasters.
He's that guy.
I don't ever want to go on one.
Plus, TJ's not even paying attention to his fantasy team anyway. So, what does he know?
At this point,
are you in last season?
My season's over.
Oh, fantasy basketball.
Oh, fantasy Rich, I've had like three games the last 3 weeks in fantasy basketball. This Emirates Cup has screwed everything.
Rich Eisen show producer Ken Tulo texted from home. Last Friday, the Bulls and Hornets missed a combined 75 3-pointers.
Oh.
So that's the other thing, too. You're taking lower percentage shots and more of them are being hoisted up. I don't know. Maybe just when it all comes down to it, April, May, and June will be properly rated.
I'm sure they will be.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. The latest on the Kansas City Chiefs in advance for this Saturday's game against Houston. And setting you up, we'll talk about all of this with Chris Mannix in hour number three. 844-204-RICH. I also have the top five wildest journeys of the NFL season. That's still to come right here on this fun, busy Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by AWS. Amazon Q Business is the new generative AI assistant from AWS. Many tasks can make business slow, like wading through mud.
Help!
Luckily, there's a faster, easier, less messy choice. Amazon Q can securely understand your business data to help you streamline tasks, like summarizing quarterly results or doing complex analyses in no time. Q got this. Learn what Amazon Q Business can do for you at aws.com/learnmore.
This episode is brought to you by NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. Catch every moment of your team's playoff push with NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. You'll get amazing features like multi-view, and right now, it's only $49 for the rest of the NFL regular season. So give yourself the ultimate gift this holiday season. Get NFL Sunday Ticket for $49. Sign up now at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
I learned this a long time ago in my broadcasting career. As long as you're sitting in front of a camera or there's a microphone attached to your lapel or in front of you, you're always live. Right?
God.
I mean, you even heard that, right? You know, we'll do it live.
You're always on, man.
You're always on, right?
Yep. Well, I mute my mic so much.
Same goes for audio executives. This was a fascinating watch in our control room.
You guys all backed it?
Dude, I mean, you were just jabbering on the phone for like 20 minutes, man.
By the way, I was
on
the phone.
Gesturing and
then you got mad at one point.
Yeah, you flip, but we had to blow out that
I'm saying
finger.
If you flip the bird.
Okay.
Somebody flips the bird.
All right. And then at one point you started yawning. So then you got bored. Like, what is this all about, Mike?
I was speaking with Jim, our engineer.
Okay.
About when we go to the new radio stuff.
Okay.
Oh, it was an actual phone call that had to do with the show, everybody.
Why? You were doing work.
Listen, and this is proof.
But I get animated.
It is proof.
I don't pay
with us going to Infinity Sports Network in our time slot that we've been in for a while, and we're staying in that time slot. I think it proves that we're number one. Why were you flipping the bird?
Because
is that what you were saying to Jim, that we're number one?
I was explaining
is that, what it is?
That the dump button, the way the dump button works, that in television, if somebody flips the bird, they go to, they scramble it.
Okay.
I was explaining.
Just like we did.
Yes. I'm not going to point the finger again now.
Please. Please. Because we don't have the ability to scramble live.
So technically, yes, the dump button. And I used the finger.
Why were you yawning then? Did you get bored by the conversation?
No. I was proud. I don't know if I yawned.
You didn't know. You did yawn.
You did yawn.
You definitely yawned.
I don't know.
You caught it.
At that point, Mike was like, they think they're 10 seconds ahead, but we're really 10 seconds.
Yeah, TJ was there.
I was sitting there just listening to this. I had no idea. I had to listen to it.
Yeah, you were off camera, by the way.
It was loud. I had to listen to it.
It was fascinating television for us. I mean, thank you for that content, Mike. Really appreciate it. Life insurance, amazing. You know you need it, but maybe you think you can't afford it, or it's too complicated, or you want to deal with medical exams. Well, that's all changed with Ethos, people. With Ethos, just go online, answer a few simple health questions. In as little as 10 minutes, you can get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, all online. Don't let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. So get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Martin in Colorado. Mike, use the proper finger to bring him up, if you don't mind. What's up, Martin?
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Thank you. Same.
Brockman, I want to thank you for sticking up for the Broncos yesterday.
Had to do it.
Rich's little power ranking thing that he does.
Wow.
Had to do it. Appreciated that.
Now, Martin.
Yes.
Already, whatever you're going to say, you've denigrated my power rankings by calling it the little thing, okay? I heard that. I picked up on it. I'll now give you the rest of your time to fill in the blanks here, Martin. You've already left the blanks. So what do you have for me, Martin? What do you have?
All right, Rich, I love you. But I called in and did the win-loss game. I had us at 8-9, and that was being optimistic. I am now optimistic that we're going to be 10-6 by the time it's all over.
Well, that means you were in one of the final that you're only finishing 1-2 is what you're saying.
11-6.
Okay, I was about to say 1-2 is a pessimistic. That's glass half empty.
Hey, hope's a dangerous thing, someone once said.
Okay.
Anyway, that 6 seed, we go into Pittsburgh and we remind Russell Wilson who we are. I think we are a dangerous team. I do believe that we should have been in your ranking. But
what if it's Baltimore? Martin, what if it's Baltimore? What if you go in and it's Baltimore? We know what happened the last time that happened, right? No?
Yeah, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, it feels like we're playing with house money right now. But I will say that we are energized. Broncos country is back because we are relevant again.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't need to be on your little power ranking.
Oh, Martin, Colorado. Martin, thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it. I'll take all the slings and arrows. I don't mind it. That won't be edited. That won't be edited out of the transcript. That's fine. Keep it in there. That's fine.
Little. Your little power
rankings. See, when he says that, makes it sound like he really wants on my little power rankings.
They should be like ninth at least.
With all due respect.
Chris.
Thank you, Coach McDaniel.
Chris, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Lost to Denver.
With Chris. In week three. In week three.
Yeah, I understand. I know that's all early right. In the season. Kind of doesn't matter.
You're the king of the how are they playing now guy. Uh-huh. You're the how are they playing now guy.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a dangerous team with Baker Mayfield playing the way that he's playing. And he says he's thinking about a 1,000-yard season for Mike Evans more than Mike Evans is.
I appreciate that.
All right.
They,
and
they,
so,
could be ninth.
All right.
They could be 10th.
Over the Rams, the way that the Rams are playing.
The Rams
beat the Bills, who are arguably the best team in the American Football Conference right now. All right. And the Rams just won an absolute brass knuckles rain affair against a team that was desperate and is a defending NFC champs and in a rivalry game. And they went on the road.
Yeah, that's really sugarcoating.
No, it's not
Thursday.
Sugarcoating. Yeah, it's actually what they're doing. That's not an easy win that the Rams came up with.
They didn't score a touchdown. The team is really battered and injury. You know, they have no running backs. Receivers. Okay, yeah. Look,
I don't mean to denigrate. I'm not denigrating Denver. I'm actually very happy for the Denver Broncos fans.
All Denver's done is won four in a row since you last had them on the power ranking. They've done nothing to take themselves off, yet they're not on it.
Okay, and I can only have 10, and I have the Bucks and the Rams on it, and I think it's well deserved for them. And
you think we need one more?
Yeah, apparently,
you added
Martin
the squirrel.
I added the squirrel.
Come on,
Jesse, that's for comedy purposes. That was for comedy purposes.
Hey, Rich, you leave the comedy to us, okay? You're the hard-hitting journalist.
Sometimes I can be, you know? Hey, sometimes you need a little sweet, sometimes you need a little salt. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Sour Patch Kid, I get it.
One of my favorites, the squirrel.
That's it, I'm done. I'm done with drops.
Yeah.
I have to walk away.
So
delicious.
I'm sorry the Broncos aren't on my little power rankings.
Are you going to take them tonight?
To the Broncos tonight?
No. You're not going to do it. You're just going to keep disrespecting.
I don't know who I'm taking tonight yet.
Interesting.
I need to see, is Perriman playing for the Chargers?
Let's see.
Is Denzel Perriman playing?
The disrespect is
real. The disrespect is real.
But what do the Chargers need him? I'll tell you that. They got Hunter Henry back on offense, so there's that. That's a good one. It's a nice addition. We're all paying
the Chargers?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Hunter Henry's on the Patriots.
Hunter Henry?
No, didn't I see the Chargers getting him back tonight?
No, Hunter Henry plays for the Pats.
That's right, the Patriots.
Yeah.
My bad.
Henry Hunter, you must mean.
Hey, guys. We're all
Perriman's questionable, full participant yesterday.
Okay.
Woo.
So he's playing tonight.
Yeah, he's playing.
If he's a full participant.
He's playing tonight.
Okay, that's good news for the Chargers. Hey, guys.
Disley, the other tight end.
Listen, guys.
Listen.
We're all paying rent in the Kansas City Chiefs world.
Essentially.
We're all paying rent. The easiest headline to see coming is Mahomes is all right anyway. High ankle sprain. You know, I used to have high ankle sprains like Mahomes has high ankle sprains? Ben Roethlisberger. I will never forget a Thursday night football game against the Browns where Roethlisberger suffered a high ankle sprain in the first half and came back and played in the second half. And Marshall called that at halftime of our Thursday night coverage. He goes, I wouldn't be surprised to see him back out here. And everybody thought, you know, and what was that? Big Cat keeps on tweeting out that picture of Roethlisberger with all the,
yeah,
where he's walking around like he's like the operation guy, right? Ice here, ice there, ice everywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he comes out and he plays like a superhero. Right. Guess who was full participant in practice last 2 days for the short week? Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. So why are we crying wolf all the time?
It's not crying wolf. It's not crying wolf. It's not crying wolf. You are always going to have a spotlight on you when you have got back-to-back Super Bowl champions on your name and everything else is just a bundle-rooski of hate in their direction. That's all.
Like that.
Bundle meat Ruski. At least State Farm's using different versions of the commercial now, right? And so...
There's like an outtakes version.
Now comes an addition. Hollywood Brown's going to play this weekend,
Hollywood,
gents.
Swing in.
Now, Hollywood Brown, as we all know, was the take the top off of the defense prime receiver in Lamar Jackson's first MVP season. I think Hollywood Brown caught 19 touchdowns in that season opener against the Dolphins, right?
That's a lot.
And then the Ravens were like, let's send him to Arizona. And then nothing really panned for him with Kyler. But take this. So will this be another narrative if he starts slow that not even Hollywood Brown is helping? Wow. I'm just saying, guys, when push comes to shove and it is win or go home time, there is a 2-time defending champ that knows how to close games that now will have Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins at wide receiver for Patrick Mahomes. And if I told you that at the beginning of the season, that they would go into the playoffs with Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins as the wide receivers, you'd be like, look out. Mm-hmm. But no, they're lucky, blah, blah, blah. And part of the narrative as well, to blow this one up too. We discussed that, I think, earlier this week or on the Overreaction Monday podcast. I can't recall. We have too much top quality content for me to keep straight. But coming into the season, the Chiefs' main impediment to making the Super Bowl again in the AFC wasn't the Bills, because the Bills had too much now missing, right? And it certainly couldn't be the Steelers, because who the hell's their quarterback? And then it had to be the Ravens, but then they beat them on the first night. And who knows? Maybe it could be somebody in division. There was a higher that was the higher register candidate, right? Yep. I don't know. Maybe somebody from the AFC West can do it. And they've wrapped up their 9th straight division title a couple weeks ago in that regard. Even though it does appear 3 AFC West teams might make the playoffs. Sure looks like that's going to be the case.
Sure does.
But coming into the season, the team that was supposed to be the one to take out the Chiefs, Houston Texans. And I have a feeling there are some individuals in that locker room that kind of remember that part of the conversation. That's always looking for that edge.
For sure.
Oh, boy.
It's not like they've been terrible either. I mean, they're 9-5.
The Texans are not the team that we thought they would be. 9-5 is very impressive what they're doing. The only one that's overperforming what we expected of the Texans, I believe, is Joe Mixon. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
He's balling.
Yeah. Overproducing than we thought.
Than we thought.
Yeah, yeah. But they've been hit with injuries.
Well, who hasn't? Where's Rashee Rice? How long was Isaiah Pacheco out? Well, no. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. They're just lucky. They're not good. They're not deep. They're not anything.
Will you admit that they have gotten lucky?
Of course, there are some lucky moments.
Okay, I just don't like the, oh, they've been lucky.
No, but luck is, I would say, the Branch Rickey line. Luck is a residue of design.
It's a real
thing.
Mark
Schlereth would quote his dad poolside as saying that luck comes with some form of perspiration.
I totally agree with that.
Don't you think so?
You're not, think about when you say people get lucky, it's not normally the people that don't do anything. It's usually someone who's worked and put in some type of work and got a little extra boost to get them somewhere.
I don't think it was lucky that they blocked the field goal against the Broncos. I think that they took advantage of a special teams moment. Now, luck is the other team having an opportunity to kick a field goal at the end of the game, but they never do that because the ball bounces up a quarterback's chest when he's looking the other way. Kind of lucky.
I thought the block was luck until the next day I watched the play, right? And you saw, and apparently they've been practicing this all year, of course. That's not luck. That's preparation. So
that's why I'm saying there's a bundle Ruski of hate out there. Hollywood Brown has come back.
Hollywood.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
Yeah, he'll get handled.
There's that one, too. Hour 3, Chris Mannix in studio, coming up right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Will you admit that they're good, too?
Will you admit?
Will you admit that they're lucky? Will you admit that they're really good, too?
I don't think I've ever disparaged them by saying they're not good.
Okay. Are they more lucky than good?
Not in the way that you
have lucky than
with
good?
The lucky.
Are they more lucky than good?
Are they more lucky than good? No, they're not more lucky than good. But, but you know, the luck has contributed to several wins.
Okay. Unluckiest team in the NFL. Go.
Unluckiest
Dallas?
Team in the NFL?
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Unluckiest team in the NFL.
I'll
give you one.
That's a good one.
How about the Chicago Bears?
No. They were poorly coached from the get-go. That's not luck.
Really?
Yeah.
How about the block field goal?
That's not being unlucky.
How about the Hail Mary?
I'd say the Bengals.
Okay. Bengals.
Ooh.
Oh, that defense has
hasn't been
unlucky.
Terrible. That's not a luck.
Yeah, but you got a quarterback, wide receiver combo making history. And they,
unluckiest.
No matter how many points they put up.
Oh, I've got one. I've got one. Unluckiest team is any Madden team that Jerry Jeudy's on.
Well, that's true.
Because he's underrated, man.
I mean.
He is underrated in Madden. That is for sure. Can confirm.
I mean,
Jerry Jeudy is underrated in Madden.
The Niners would have to be unlucky.
There
right?
you go. That's not a
Niners
bad one.
Niners have been pretty unlucky with injuries. Okay. The Rams kind of had an unlucky stretch there.
And the Cowboys, because our owner said all in and ruined our whole season.
I mean, that getting hurt is pretty unlucky.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.